I happen to have Mr. McLuhan right here. Tell him.
I heard what you were saying. You know nothing of my work.
Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
Check out the big brain on Greg.
Movie Friday, one of our favorite times of the week when we talk about movies on the takeaway with our movie team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, who are here. We have three big ones this week, one with box office pedigree, one that stars Hollywood's most Oscar-nominated actress, and another one that stars Zach Galifianakis, who is not the most nominated actress in Hollywood. Rafer and Kristen, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. Let's start with trivia. Here's this week's trivia question. Think about it. Don't answer. We'll get back to this at the bottom of the segment. Which sitting U.S. senator has been in two or more Batman movies? Which
such a tough one.
Which sitting U.S. senator has appeared as a cameo in two or more of the Batman movies, including Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises? Bonus points if you can tell us which state that senator is from. And you can answer listeners at 877-8-MY-TAKE or update us with your answer on the Facebook page at facebook.com/thetakeaway. We want your answer. Okay, let's get to this week's movies. Rafer, let's start with you. Bourne Legacy is out. The trailer looks great, but it's missing a little something.
Yeah, it's missing Matt Damon as Jason Bourne. That's a glaring omission, I would say.
Matt Damon's not in this one. Listen.
You think Jason Bourne was the whole story? There's a lot more going on here.
Who the hell is he?
It's Aaron Cross.
No Matt Damon. There is Jeremy Renner, and I was pleased to see Ed Norton.
Yes, Ed Norton plays the new ruthless bureaucrat in this one. This has really no connection to Jason Bourne whatsoever. It's a whole different agent played by Jeremy Renner, a whole different program, not Treadstone anymore. This one's called Outcome. Basically, what you've got here is kind of a bait and switch. It's the Bourne name. It has nothing to do with the last three films and nothing to do with the Bourne series.
But is
really.
It a decent film?
It is not. It is a really talky, draggy, boring thriller. Do you remember Michael Clayton, the movie Michael Clayton?
Yes.
Okay, Tony Gilroy, the director. I thought he did a really good job of taking sort of bureaucratic backroom maneuvering in that movie and turning it into a tense thriller. And I feel like in this movie, he does the exact opposite. He takes a tense thriller and turns it into a bunch of people sitting around desks talking a lot. There's very little action in this film.
Okay, so despite for me, Ed Norton was a big draw, but I might want to avoid that one.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to see Ed Norton do much except talk to people over a desktop. That's about it.
For some people, that might be enough. Maybe not for me. Certainly not for Rafer Guzman. Now, let's go from action movie that was unfortunately a little bit boring for Rafer to date movie and romance movie. Kristen and Rafer, you've both seen this one. Meryl Streep's newest movie is a romantic comedy about a middle-aged couple that's stuck in a rut and is trying to seek the help of a counselor. This one's called, Kristen?
Hope Springs.
All right, listen.
And then we did the exercise.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that was...
We woke up.
Yeah.
And we were in the same bed.
Yeah, it was...
Comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled with the progress that you've made, and I think it's going to make it that much easier to proceed to the next step.
What is it? Write a poem, hold hands in public, sing a serenade?
Sex.
We should just get our things and go.
I hear Tommy Lee Jones. Of course, I hear Meryl Streep. And I think I hear Steve Carell.
That is Steve Carell as their marriage counselor. They go to a marriage crisis counselor for intensive therapy. They've been married for 31 years. And they're going through a really tough time in their marriage where they're not really connecting anymore. And I have to say, it's really funny at certain moments. And it's actually really touching at certain moments. And in the theater that I went to, the screening I went to, I heard people guffawing with laughter and recognition during the first half. And by halfway through, the middle-aged man sitting next to me was sobbing, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Now, Kristen, you are our resident romance movie sap,
yes.
And I appreciate it. So let me turn to Rafer and see if he's backing you up on this.
I would back her up on this. It's actually a really good movie. It's very funny. You know, you see Steve Carell in the posters and you're thinking wackiness, but it's really not that kind of movie. It's much more of a tender, funny comedy and romance. And I will say, you were saying that people were guffawing, Kristen. I'm not surprised. This is actually, I think, Meryl Streep's most frankly sexual role. I've never seen her do some of the things on screen that she does before.
Things.
She does some
she
things
sure
that you
was...
don't associate with Meryl Streep. I thought that was very interesting to see at this age in her and at this stage in her career. And I think that's really interesting.
Family program. We'll leave it there.
Yeah, we will.
Now let's turn to a film where maybe those suggestive things are not quite so suggested. Maybe a little bit more explicit. This movie looks stupid and also hilarious. The Campaign, starring Zach Galifianakis and Will Ferrell.
Well, as a Christian, I guess that it would be easy for you to recite the Lord's Prayer.
Is that what we're resorting to here? Gestapo tactics?
I would like to hear that. Would you like to hear them say the Lord's Prayer?
Fine, I'm happy to. Our Father, art who is up in heaven, aloe vera be thy name.
I loved Will Ferrell as George W. Bush in, yes, on the Broadway show. Is this going to do anything for me?
Well, I think you nailed it, Todd. I think you nailed the review, which was stupid and hilarious. That's really what it is. I think the funniest part, though, about this movie is that all they really have to do to get laughs is just behave like actual politicians. You can just basically see the analogies from person to person.
That's the tragedy of it.
Exactly. But it's pretty funny, I thought.
Yeah, Kristen? I have to totally agree. I can't believe I'm totally agreeing with Rafer. But hilarious, stupid, and the best parts are really – they're just an example. They act like politicians by saying the wrong words for the wrong things. Yeah. For example, Zach Galifianakis is in a synagogue. He calls a yarmulke a Yamaha. Yeah. Not too different from Mitt Romney calling a Sikh a Sheik.
The chances of me seeing this movie essentially 10 out of 10. I'm sorry to say. I'd hate to admit it. I am definitely seeing it.
All right. You'll love it.
Probably regret it, but I am going to see it. All right. Thanks, guys, for those. Let's turn to trivia because I am excited about this trivia question. Listeners, I hope you've been sending in your answers or thinking about this one as we've been teasing it. Rafer and Kristen, what sitting United States senator has appeared in at least two Batman movies, including The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises?
I got nothing. Oh, right. Go, Kristen, go.
I'm going to say Chuck Schumer because, you know what, he's in Gotham, and so are the movies.
You say Chuck Schumer. Rafer, got a guess?
I know. I don't have a guess.
Both tragically wrong. Listen to this clip from Dark Knight.
You know, I'll settle for his loved ones.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
You know, you remind me of my father. I hate my father.
Now, you heard Heath Ledger. We're not intimidated by thugs.
Who is that?
Senator Pat Leahy, Democrat of Vermont. No. Chairman of the Judiciary Committee and movie enthusiast. Kristen and Rafer, thanks. Right. That's Movie Fridays, guys. Sorry you didn't know the trivia. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Todd.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.